Welcome to Amethyst Dynasty. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, coming to you live and on the air, blessing you with the fire you need to hear. So, lend me your ear. I don't know what day it is, what month it is, what time it is, but I know what year it is. It is 2020. That's all that matters. And it has been a little bit since I've talked with y'all, since we've had a little Ponderosa. And there's several reasons for that. One, I already told you, when I start feeling overwhelmed with the shit going on, I take a step back, I pause, I reevaluate my energy, my aura, my spirit, my body needs a break. It shows me it needs a break. It tells me it needs a break. So I've been on a little bit of a Ponderosa break. And I also was a hazard worker for like 3.5 weeks, working in a nursing home, taking care of some residents who had COVID-19. Wow, this is what I'm gonna start off with. Wow. I don't think anyone understands. Let's rewind before I get into that. Remember I told you my friend in Mexico had messaged me on Facebook a few months ago and was telling me how it came out in Mexico that there were at least 5 or more strains of the virus, right? I can honestly say from what I saw, that's true. It wasn't just some residents that got it, it was some employees too. And everyone was affected differently. Most specifically for the residents, they all lost muscle, use of their muscles in their legs, their arms, very weak, like literally can no longer stand. And they all also had moments of delusion, like high delusion, like literally they think that, I had one guy think that he was on his way to church in his little apartment. He was like, yeah, I'm ready for church. It's Sunday. Send me over there for the sermon. And that's when I really started to realize just the amount of craziness this is. We are in crazy, perilous times. Perilous. I say that so much. And it sounds, you know, good. It sounds like it fits. Perilous, according to the dictionary, is an adjective meaning full of danger or risk, exposed to imminent risk of disaster or ruin, similar to dangerous. According to the Merriam-Webster's dictionary, let's go by that. Let's see what this says, because it'll be a little bit more correct. Perilous. Definition of perilous according to the Merriam-Webster's dictionary. Full of or involving peril. Let's look at other words from perilous. Perilously, perilous. Synonyms or antonyms. Dangerous, grave, grievous, hazardous, jeopardizing, menacing, parlous, risky, serious, threatening, unhealthy, unsafe, venturesome. I'd say we're on a venture. The opposite would be harmless, innocent, innocuous, non-hazardous, non-threatening, safe, unthreatening. What are some other words from perilous? That's all that came up. Well, you get the drift. Listen, never in my life would I have, that's a lie.
That is a lie.
So when I was a little girl, living at, in New Orleans on Meadow Park Lane with my granny, there was this song that she would play by Shirley Caesar. And it slips my mind at this very moment. And I cannot remember the name of it, but it basically spoke about the times that were going to come upon the earth, letting you know that it was the end times. And, oh, people get ready. Jesus is coming. Soon he'll be coming home. Y'all remember that song? Yes, that's the song I remember. And I remember hearing it. And I had to be like 9. I think I was like 9 years old. And this feeling and this thought process came over me like, we're on our way to that. That's gonna happen. That's happening. Cause I guess, excuse me, I always have felt off about something with the way things are in life. Like I don't fit in, or I don't quite mesh with what society goes with, you know? I've always been different. I've always been called weird. Only recently have I really gotten as bothered by it as I used to, and that's probably because I don't have a whole lot of people around me that I keep in my direct energy level zone, my energy zone. I don't bring a lot of people around me. It's very little that I'll talk to or that I'll be around, just because I have to protect my energy. When I don't, I take on other people's shit. I get more pissed off about what they may tell me than they will, more emotionally risen. And then I look, excuse me, to them like I'm crazy. But really, I've just taken on what you told me, plus put my energy, which is massively strong, massively large, massively riddled with consequence and justice and humanity, or whatever you may want to put in that aura zone. But if you get what I'm saying, you get what I'm saying. If you don't, I can't really explain it to you. Just know they all explain it as an empath. I get that, you know? So I try to protect who I'm around. But as a little girl, I've always been tied, I feel, more to spiritual things and very sensitive to those things. Some of those memories I've probably blocked out, because when you come into understanding, I think it becomes scary. It becomes an overwhelming burden to bear, to know that we really are. And when the Bible tells you we're not physical, we're having a physical experience, but we are spiritual beings. That is the afterlife. Spirituality, that is the after, the great beyond. So things I experienced as an innocent, because I don't think that I'm innocent anymore in those aspects. I think that you make a choice at some point in time in your life what path you choose. So I knew with that Shirley Caesar song, back to the point, people get ready, Jesus is coming, soon he'll be coming home. Soon we'll be coming, going home. Everybody ain't going. And I don't think anything about what we were taught was going to happen is going to happen, because a lot of the things we were told is true is not pressing out to be so. Who would have had children right now if you knew what was going to be? Who would have rushed adulthood if you knew right now what it was going to be? Who? We are in hazardous times. We are in unrecognizable moments are above us and beyond us and before us. And I've been overwhelmed with that. I've watched 3 people die in a span of 3.5 weeks. The first person that passed, I'm not going to say his name, but he had worked for the CDC and taught the new workers in CDC out here when the CDC first came. He was like, let's rewind. He was like the 4th person to become a part of the Texas Health Department. He, in 1983, worked on the first ever AIDS cases. An epidemiologist, a veteran of our military, taught CDC workers about infectious diseases, died from COVID-19, and he suffered. Now, yes, he had underlying conditions, triple bypass surgery. I believe he had COPD and had an oxygen tank. But he fought. Kindest person I've met in a long time. I love the elderly. They have so much wisdom, so much knowledge, so much source of worth and effigy of forever. I don't get how people can be so impatient, so unkind, so unwilling to notice them, because they are a testament to how to live. People who make it to 80, 90, above, even 50 at this point, because that's a young age. 50 is young. If you're making it to 80, 90, 100, you're a pillar to society and people don't care. And watch this person, this human being that had done so much. Now, I don't know what his past completely was. I met this man, and let's just say he changed a lot of how I see myself in just that matter of time. I wasn't really talking to him before then. I would go and check on them. He and his wife both had it, and they were both very kind people, but they were, for the most part, he took care of his wife. Like, they didn't really call when I worked overnight. He didn't really call me unless it was really a problem, like he needed a Tylenol or whatnot. And now that I'm thinking about it, right before the situation got, he was found to have that, he had some pain in his left arm. And I got really scared because I was like, whoa, you're waking up in the middle of the night, you have a pain in your left arm. You know, I'm like, is it a heart attack? I knew he had had heart attacks before. So I was like, oh my God, let me go and get the med tech, blah, blah, blah. That's when I first started. And, you know, that was my only encounters. Or if his wife was wanting to go to the restroom, blah, blah, blah. But in those 2 weeks before he died, he asked me about me. He just was like, so tell me about yourself. And I remember feeling like, in my mind, I was like, ain't shit to tell. Technically, according to society, I probably would be considered someone that has kind of failed at opportunities that were given to me that people would kill for. You know, I had an opportunity as a director's assistant working on movies and sets and whatnot. Probably could have done different things with that. I didn't see it through. I didn't see Howard through. Regardless of why, with those situations, I didn't see it through. That's how my... think about, oh, I didn't have the money with Howard University to complete the education, and it was a traumatic event to lose being able to go to school. I don't think about it in those ways, you know? The way I process things is either you do or you don't, you will or you won't, you can or you can't, you did or you didn't. So in this case, I didn't. So when he asked me that, I just was like, not much to tell, something like that. And he, you know, you pause. You never know how God will use people to speak to you. You never know. And I'm getting emotional. You never know how people will be used to speak to you in moments of derision, in moments of feeling like a failure, in moments of feeling as though you aren't quite doing what you're supposed to. And he was like, you know, success is taking one step at a time. You just have to put the first foot forward. You just have to see the hard work through. And just like I'm crying right now, I cried when he said that, because at that moment I needed to hear it. So I'm saying that to say, to watch that guy die, someone who had lived a successful life, who had done great things in the world, who had made a difference from something that I feel was a biological weapon. You have to understand what this show is about. I feel like it is a spiritual situation, bigger than what I understand. Because how does someone from the who worked for the CDC and on AIDS end up in a nursing home dying from a new novel disease, a virus that completely took away his ability to speak, to breathe? I watched him suffer before he left to go to the hospital. He suffered. And to all you motherfuckers saying, fuck COVID, going to parties to catch it and see who gets it the worst, taking it for granted, you have no idea. Confession, I ended up catching it, apparently. I took a test and it took 2 weeks to find out that I had it. The incubation period is, they claim, 2 days or whatever. 2 to 10 days. If you don't show symptoms, you're asymptomatic. They don't know. They don't know what we've got going on. They're not even telling you what strain of the virus you have. You think they're going to tell you how deadly it is? You think they're going to tell you what it's going to do to your body? So, I've seen some shit in 3 weeks, and it has taken a toll on me. I have not wanted to podcast. I have not wanted to get on air because I didn't want it to become a rant. But you have to understand what this show is about. I like to talk about what people don't like to acknowledge. I want to talk about the shit that's really going on. We are in trouble. We are in perilous, hazardous, unparalleled, unmatched times. Things are not about to get better. We just had 3 fucking hurricanes hit at this, almost the same, they're hitting at the same time. And they're not talking about what the effects are. The system is overwhelmed. Remember when I first came on, if you really follow me, I said, when I took my Homeland Security courses, the one thing I remember that stood out the most was that our power grid are all connected. Our grid is connected. Infrastructure, healthcare, agriculture, everything is connected. So when one fails, it is only a matter of time before it hits every other corner and aspect of the grid. The healthcare system is overwhelmed. Whether you believe it or not, something's happening. There's more than 50 million people out of a job and only 8.5 million jobs available. And they're the shitty jobs. the job no one wants, like the one I had. Now, as far as me getting, when I did my test, it took 2 weeks for it to come back. And I remember before I got the test results back, a week before that, we were all like at work, where are our results? What's taking so long? Do I have it? Do I not? When they stuck me in my nose, that's when I lost my sense of taste and smell. So I asked the lady that called me, I was like, well, is this test also meant to trigger anyone that has an antibody or that has an asymptomatic reaction? Of course I got no fucking answer. So you have to do your own fucking due diligence, your own theories, your own hypotheses, your own research. And thank goodness I've been following this shit since the first time it came on the air. Thank you, Steve Luckner at Agenda Free TV, for being bold enough to post and to talk about what the fucking media isn't telling us. So I'm going to hypothesize that when I got the nostril test, that is when it triggered my loss of smell, my loss of taste. I didn't have taste or smell for about 4 days. And my granny, you know, when we used to try to get the flu or anything, she gave us hot ginger root tea from a fresh ginger root. She would boil it down, put a little lemon, a little honey. That's all we would drink all day long. I never really missed a day of school ever. And I never really got sick. So I started to drink ginger root. I try to keep it in my house. I implore you to do the same. Grow that shit. It's astronomical what it does. But for about those 4 days, that's all I drank. And then it came back. I was able to... It didn't go away fully, my taste. But I have already figured that I'm probably an asymptomatic person. It does not affect me. Whatever strain it is, that was the result. And I was really pissed off that it took that long to find out, because I had been coming home. I didn't quarantine at my job. My husband and I decided I would come home, because I was taking every precaution. When I took the job, I already told people, I'm not coming around. I'm not going anywhere. I wasn't doing that anyway. But even going to immediate families, how I'm not doing that. I'm not coming. You know, we had just buried our brother. And then this happened. And I stopped going, and I wasn't going anywhere. My PPE, I went and found a hazmat suit. I did a lot to find it. Face shield, mask, gloves, changing clothes, taking a shower. I still had it. So there's no telling how long I might have had it. There's no telling if, let's really hypothesize, if you're asymptomatic, you have to be triggered to show symptoms. And at that moment, I really realized what I had already been feeling, that we were hit with a bioweapon. Remember when I told you all that the congressional office had a bill they passed on April 1st? Pause. Here are the benefits, 11 proven health benefits of ginger root tea. Because y'all need to hear this. Ginger is this is coming from healthline.com. Ginger is among the healthiest and most delicious spices on the planet. It is loaded with nutrients and bioactive compounds that have powerful benefits to your body and brain. Here are 11 health benefits of ginger that are supported by scientific research. Ginger contains gingerol, a substance with powerful medicinal properties. Ginger is a flowering plant that originated from China, as the president says. It belongs to the Jin Gibaraki family and is closely related to turmeric, cardamom, and galangal. Did I say that right? Zingiberaceae. I think it's Zingiberaceae. Zingiberaceae. The rhizome, underground part of the stem, is the part commonly used as a spice. It is often called ginger root or simply ginger. Ginger has a very long history of use in various forms of traditional alternative medicine. It has been used to help digestion, reduce nausea, and help fight the flu and common cold, to name a few. Ginger can be used fresh, dried, powdered, or as an oil or juice, and is sometimes added to processed foods and cosmetics. It is a very common ingredient in recipes. The unique fragrance and flavor of ginger come from its natural oils, the most important of which is gingerol. Gingerol is the main bioactive compound in ginger, responsible for much of its medicinal properties. It has powerful anti-inflammatory and antioxidant effects. Ginger is a popular spice. It's high in gingerol, a substance that with powerful anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties. Ginger can treat many forms of nausea, especially morning sickness. Ginger may reduce muscle pain and soreness. The anti-inflammatory effects can help with osteoarthritis. I'm just reading the points. You can go and read it yourself. Put it in Google. Ginger may drastically lower blood sugars and improve heart disease risk factors. Ginger can help treat chronic indigestion. Ginger powder may significantly reduce menstrual pain. Ginger may lower cholesterol levels. Ginger contains a substance that may help prevent cancer. Ginger may improve brain function and protect against Alzheimer's disease. The active ingredient in ginger can help fight infections. I'm going to read this point. Gingerol, the bioactive substance in fresh ginger, can help lower the risk of infections. In fact, ginger extract can inhibit the growth of many different types of bacteria. It is very effective against the oral bacteria linked to inflammatory diseases in the gums, such as gingivitis and periodontitis. Fresh ginger may also be effective against the RSV virus, a common cause of respiratory infections. So, that's what I was drinking over and over and over and over. And then my smell and taste returned. So I was like, I just thought I had a sinus strip. Like, literally, after they poked my nose, I had nothing but mucus dripping out of my fucking throat. Like, it was disgusting. But I felt it, and I was like, what are they doing, was my question. And then 2 weeks passed, and then I got a call from the Texas Health Department asking me, saying, hey, can I screen you for about questions about COVID? And I was like, as I'm waiting on my results, I'm like, why are they calling me? And it didn't register on my call log. It did show up on my phone, but it didn't register on my call log. But they asked me all these questions about underlying conditions for myself, for the immediate persons in my family. If anyone in my family had these long-term crazy health conditions, like such as blood pressure, high cholesterol, emphysema, asthma, blah, 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 blah. The big major things, cancer, such and such and such and such and da-da-da, da-da-da, blah, blah, blah. And so the more she asked me, the more I was like, okay, are you asking me to just ask questions? Or am I sick and you have my results, then I haven't gotten them? And if you have them, I want them. She was like, you haven't gotten your results yet? And I was like, no, do you have them? I want them. Am I sick? Do I have it? Did I have it? What's going on? Because the questions you're asking me, you just asked me if I had any symptoms. So you're basically telling me I had it. And I'm like, I didn't have anything. And I told her, I was like, until I got stuck in my nose, I didn't have a fucking problem. "Oh, I'll call you right back." No return call. 3 days later, I get a call from the county out here telling me my results, and I'm like, "How are you calling me before my job?" I was pissed. Anyone with a right fucking mind would be. What if I wasn't one of those people that said, "I'm not talking to anyone, I'm not going anywhere, I'm going straight to work and coming home, or quarantine, I'm not going to do anything, I'm not going anywhere with a..." Those people. They're people who don't give a fuck. And they're spreading the strains, and the strains, when they meet a strain, are turning into different strains. They're not telling people this, which is why I could have nothing, no kind of symptom. But the person I took care of couldn't fucking breathe because they had other underlying conditions. Or a person that is fucking healthy. No problems, works out, does everything right, eats vegan, is dying in the hospital, shaking in an ICU. And contributing everything to the Most High Living Elohim. Thank you for keeping me from getting sick. I also think it has a point to do with moving around. I would drench my clothes. I had to bring 3 sets of changing clothes. I would drench my clothes through and through because I had so much PPE on, and I would go and change, go back to it, change, go back to it. Who knows how I came in contact with, I was around people who were virulent. I was taking care, I took a risk. I took the chance to take care of people who have no one to take care of them, who needed someone to step up. It was myself and one other young lady. Now, she didn't get it. She's negative. And you know, my conspiracy theory is maybe they fucking tagged me and gave it to me, said I have it. I say a lot of things on the air. I say a lot of things, period. And I don't care about what people think or feel. The truth is the truth. The justice is justice, and what's right is right, and wrong and wrong. I don't really believe in gray areas. Gray areas mean there's a lie somewhere, and you just need to find it out. Or I'm really just asymptomatic. And here's when I wish I had a science lab and I could test myself and test my own blood and look for what it is. I mean, I don't believe shit this government is telling you. Anybody that tells me to bring my child to a fucking public school, a cesspool of filth, in the middle of a global pandemic when there are over 4 million people alone in our country, which times 10 is 40, there are 350 million people in America. You gotta exponentially calculate your viruses, honey. I told you all this. I have a family member that worked for NASA. Straight off back way in November before I made it here, that was what I was told. Multiply all the numbers exponentially by 10 to get a real idea. Not the truth, but a true idea. That's why they're fucking scared. But they're telling you, send your kids to school. Why? The economy. School does employ a lot. School means people are going to work. School means you're buying shit at Starbucks, et cetera, on your lunch break. School means that other people have to be employed to make the school run. Employment, slavery. Let's look at the congressional bill, April 1st, 2020. What was passed? Because I feel like, you know, for my new listeners, you won't know what I'm talking about. You can go to congress.gov, everybody, and find out what's being passed behind your back. that's not the one I'm looking for. I want to find the one that I found. Let's see, what congressional bill was passed April 1st, 2020? Did they take it down? It wasn't the CARES Act. Okay, well, they're gonna act like that. Let's just go to my page, because I found it. Basically, they passed a bill saying that there is any foreign entity or country that is found to have released a biological weapon, etc., is no longer immune to, it's no longer impunized. They have no impunity. And I remember saying, that's weird. Why would they pass something like that? Hold on. Here it is. Congress.gov. To amend the Foreign Sovereign Immunities Act to establish an exemption to jurisdictional immunity for a foreign state that discharges a biological weapon and for other purposes. It cut off the freaking virus, the congressional number. Crazy. Where is it? I can't even find it. Foreign Sovereignty Immunities Act. So, I just found something else, looking for something else. Oh, it's wonderful. The Foreign Sovereign Immunities Act of 1976 is a United States law codified at Title 28 SS 1330, 1332, 1391, 1441, and 1602-1611 of the U.S. States Code that establishes the limitations as to whether a foreign sovereign nation may be sued in U.S. courts, federal or state. In international law, government protection against lawsuits in foreign courts is known as state immunity. Government immunity in domestic courts is known as sovereign immunity. It also establishes specific procedures for service of process, attachment of property, and execution of judgment in proceedings against a foreign state. The FSIA provides the exclusive basis and means to bring a lawsuit against a foreign sovereign in the United States. Something's weird with that. Let's see. Foreign sovereign immunities. Congressional bills. 2020. Let's see if it comes up now. Ha! I found it. Thank you, God. A little bit of research in my life. The sponsor is Representative Gooden, Lance Gooden, Republican, Texas, I guess 5th District, the Judiciary House Committee. It's only been introduced. It hasn't been passed still. It hasn't been passed. And it's H.R. 6444. to amend the Foreign Sovereign Immunities Act to establish an exception to jurisdictional immunity for a foreign state that discharges a biological weapon and for other purposes. In the House of Representatives, April 3, 2020, Mr. Gooden introduced the following bill, which was referred to the Committee on the Judiciary. This act, this is section one, short title, this act may be cited as the Stop China Originated Viral Infectious Diseases Act of 2020 or the Stop COVID Act of 2020. They're trying to basically say a foreign state shall not be immune from the jurisdiction of the courts of the United States in any case where such foreign state is found, whether intentionally or unintentionally, to have discharged a biological weapon as defined in Section 2280D3 of Title 18 United States Code in the United States, or such discharge results in the bodily injury of a United States citizen. Effective date. The amendment made by subsection A shall take effect on the date of the enactment of this act. This is still ongoing. They have not let this go, and they're selling it hard whenever it's related to China virus, the Wuhan, the China virus, X China. We're not done yet. And if you're not following what's really going on behind the scenes, you probably wouldn't even know that overseas, China and the U.S. are getting into it through trade on the South China Seas. It's some bullshit with Beijing and Hong Kong right now. Y'all need to go and research. You need to know what else is going on. It's not just COVID. COVID is the fucking icing in the cherry. And what's beyond, because after they've whatever find a vaccine, what is the relationship agreement gonna be like with the people we're globally aligned to? We're the laughing stock right now. There are a lot of people in other countries that if you go and you really look at comments on things, you'll see that it's not just America talking about America. The world is watching. We have the highest grossing case amount right now. I don't even know if the deaths, what that really looks like. I can't imagine multiplying 150,000 by 10, but I'm gonna do it. We're about at 150K or so they're saying. That's 1.5 million people. And that's not even delving on the point that what if you came in with a heart attack? You just had a heart attack. They're labeling it as COVID in the hospitals because they're getting $35,000 for COVID people. And if you're labeled as COVID, your body is probably being burned for all we know. Who knows what the fuck is going on? That's why I've been just quiet, y'all. It's overwhelming. And they want you to send your kid to school and sign a death waiver that says if they catch COVID, you won't say shit to the school and sue them. Is something not wrong with that? Does that sound righteous to you? Is that why you brought a baby into the world, to sign a death waiver for when you try to send it to school so you can go to work and be a good citizen? Either do or you don't, you will or you won't. You can or you can't. Oh, 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 oh. So, yeah. Ooh, it's a lot to deal with, huh? It's unbelievable, isn't it? Hong Kong. And U.S. news. And right now we're going to the U.S. and World Report, and it's titled usnews.com, usnews.com, better spelling for you. There are anti-government protests going on worldwide. China escalates threats over Hong Kong. Ooh. China, this was July 30th. No, July 15th, 2020. I told you, I'm only looking at this year as 2020. The months and the days don't even matter anymore. So this is the title. China threatens sanctions against U.S. for Hong Kong interference. Because if you've been paying attention, you would know that there are anti-protests going on, anti-government protests in Hong Kong. At home, China passed like some new laws. So if you're protesting, you're basically getting fucked. That's the basis of it. You're either going to jail or who knows what's going on with those poor people over there. Their property to their government. We're property too, but we don't really know it. If you live in an area, I'm pretty sure you know what it is, but I'm not there. I've never lived there. I haven't even visited there. I kind of wanted to just go and get an idea of what China and the Great Wall and la 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 looks like. Right now, it looks like I'm not going to be able to live those dreams. So let's go on. China will respond resolutely to President Donald Trump's latest attempts to rein in its crackdown on Hong Kong, according to the foreign ministry. This article was written by Paul D. Schinkman. He's a senior writer for National Security on July 15, 2020. China on Wednesday threatened to sanction U.S. officials, saying new measures President Donald Trump put into place against Beijing in retaliation for its crackdown on Hong Kong amount to gross interference in China's international affairs. You can go on and finish reading this. I just wanted to point that out there, that there's some real shit happening. It's not just coronavirus that's killing good people, and it's not just conspiracies. Are they giving it to people who know too much? Are they saying you have it? Or are there, how many strains are there? Are people knowing what strain they have to, and how do they fight against that strain? What do they need to protect themselves against when they have a certain strain? What inoculates the virus if you have such said strain? Those are questions that I had and no one could fucking answer me. We're on our own. And you gotta sign a death waiver to send your child to school. Sorry, but my kid's going to preschool online. And I'm gonna try to make his experience his first year as best as I can. Because I'm not playing with my... I bought an innocent into a freaking shit show. I'm me, mother. I did that. I didn't think it through. I wanted a baby. I wanted babies. I want a family. I want a big family. I want land. I want all these big dreams and hoopla, ha ha ha. And that's not what reality is saying to us. Reality is showing us we are going into unsurmounted, hazardous moments, and we are already there. The guy that lost his life in Austin yesterday or the other day, and people are saying, oh, he was brandishing a weapon at a protest. Last time I checked, it is your Second Amendment right to have a weapon. You can have a gun in America. That's a part of the Constitution. And it was given that for what apparently times is this. Because if you can't, if the people in Michigan, the good of boys, the racists that went up to threaten that governor in Michigan didn't get shot in the head and killed for for brandishing their AKs and their bulletproof vests and their freaking camouflage wear, looking like whatever they are? Why is it okay that someone that stood on the side of, hey, people with who are black do deserve a fair share? They do deserve a fair chance in the world. He deserved to get killed because he was brandishing a weapon? He had a weapon? Last time I checked, you can carry. You can own a weapon. So what are y'all really saying? That's another fucking video. We're in perilous times. We're in times unsurmounted, unknown, unreasonized with. I made a word. Don't judge me. Yeah. But I did a thing on a greater note to end this podcast on a better note. I opened an online black-owned beauty supply store. Please come and look me up. I have every brand name product you can imagine. I'm carrying at this time most everything you could want as far as tools and products, skincare. I'm looking to do some other things with that, and I hope that I can have your support. www.dynastydivine.com, DynastyDivine.com. Come in at me at Instagram, Dynasty Divine Beauty Supply, or Facebook, Dynasty Divine Beauty Supply. But I hope you'll come at me, support me, support the greater good of the world. And yeah, I'll be back again because I have a lot of time and a lot of things to say. And again, I'm your host, Savoir Faire. Thank you for listening to Amethyst Dynasty. I am your host, Savoir Faire, coming to you live and on the air, blessing you with the fire you need to hear. So, lend me your ears.